go.
Hey, what's up? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hi everyone, thanks for tuning in to a new episode of Queen of the Deen. And we're in the second season, alhamdulillah. So today, I'm going to be interviewing a very special lady. So for the very first time, alhamdulillah, we're going to be interviewing a Sheikha on the show. Her name is Sheikha Zainab. Sheikha Zainab is an ustaza who teaches Al-Quran to women and children. She also trains people on how to teach others to recite the Quran. Ustaza Zainab received her ijazah with sanad in Quran tajweed and memorization from Algeria, where she is originally from. She recently completed her master's in Quran and Sunnah from the International Islamic University of Malaysia. Yay, alhamdulillah, we're here. I hope I'm not too late to meet Sheikha. Hi, assalamualaikum, Sheikha Zainab.
How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Nice to see you today.
Nice to meet you too, alhamdulillah. I can't wait to do calligraphy with you, and but especially get to know you a bit more. Shall we?
Inshallah, of course. Sure, inshallah.
All right, let's go. Alhamdulillah.
Yayasan Rastu is a center where the Quran is produced from scratch. The entire page of the Quran is first written by hand, and then it goes through the computer for digital cross-checking for more than 10 times, and then it proceeds to its final stage of digital printing. The reading and recitation is checked again after it's printed. The mission of Yayasan Rastu is to spread the message of Islam throughout the world to strengthen the faith of Muslims and revive the field of Islamic arts.
Okay, alhamdulillah, we are here now at Yayasan Rastu. Inshallah, we're going to be trying to do a bit of calligraphy while I ask you a few questions.
No problem.
For the people out there who don't know what you do, please do give me a little bit of a background of yourself.
Okay, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah, I'm a teacher of Quran since more than 12 years.
Mashallah.
Teaching Quran, alhamdulillah. Since I was a kid, I started to learn Quran. Alhamdulillah, I finished memorization in my country, in Algeria,
mashallah,
with my sheikh. Yeah, alhamdulillah. After that, when we finished memorization, he chose some of us to be to give us ijazah. Mm-hmm. Ijazah is the sanad. Since that you read the whole Quran from the beginning until the end, he will listen to you with the different ways. So you have to practice how to pronounce correctly, mm-hmm. how to pronounce every harf, mm-hmm. every letter, in correct way. So after that, like, I took it from my sheikh, I read the whole Quran and he listened to me. He, the same thing, do it from his sheikh until we reach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it will be like a chain from you until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sheikha Zainab believes that the key to learning and reciting the Quran is to ensure her students have the right pronunciation of every letter. And once this has been learned, you'll know how to read a sentence correctly, which will then lead to reciting the whole Quran smoothly. Ustaza Zainab also has interesting ways of teaching children through various games and contests. Many of her students have won a number of Quran recitation competitions.
So, in your journey of teaching, of learning and teaching the Quran, mm-hmm. what is your main inspiration and motivation to you continuing your journey and your teaching?
Okay, subhanallah, sometimes if I stay, for example, for 1 week or 2 weeks, I don't teach, mm. I feel that something missing in my life. Mm-hmm. How come my time is going without teaching even any
just
one person
bit.
Or only one letter. Mm-hmm. So it's something you feel that is missing.
Okay.
Subhanallah. As you know, the Prophet said, the best among you who learn Quran. So after you learn, what you have to do? You should teach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's two ways. Learn first, then go to teach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, alhamdulillah. So this is our very first not very first attempt, but together to do a bit of calligraphy and freehand, yeah, mind you, we didn't trace anything. Alhamdulillah, mashallah, Ustaza, yours is so nice.
No, yours is looks so nice.
Mashallah.
You are a good student, khalas.
Alhamdulillah.
You just go through your handwriting.
So A plus? Oh, great.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So now we are here at coloring department. And this is where they do a lot of the intricate paintings for this type of design, as you can see in the mushaf. And there is a special Arabic term for this, zakhrafa. Okay, and mashallah, the designs are so beautiful, mashallah. Coming back to the Quran, you know, sometimes I find that we tend to really focus too much on reading the Quran properly, and we forget to act upon the Quran. How important is it to actually have this other part of Quran?
Actually, the main idea of having Quran, we have to understand. Mm-hmm. And there are many ayah talking about tadabbur. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So you will learn and understand the meaning of this ayat. Subhanallah, there is this point of tadabbur. Tadabbur, it doesn't mean to go through all the tafsir.
Okay.
It's like maybe one ayah, you can understand something Allah will send you, understanding that maybe no one understands it. Mm. I heard many people, they change their lives just by one ayah when they understand the meaning of this ayah.
Mm-mm.
So they try to change their lives. So it's very, very important to get all this pronunciation, our recitation, mm-hmm. reflection, mm-hmm. and how to apply Quran in our life.
Ustazah Zainab, we are going to play a game. Because usually every time we do an episode of Queen of the Deen, there's a challenging game. So for this one, inshallah, we will be given a name of surah.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to draw something that's got to be related to the surah.
Oh my God,
anything.
It's a very hard game.
Anything.
Okay, I'll try my best. A long time I didn't draw, you know.
Okay, so we
only
show
three legs. Can I add a fourth leg or cannot? Okay.
Okay.
It's there.
Okay, bismillah. Ready?
Why make it for me? Okay.
It's supposed to be a cow.
It's
the
not.
Cow. Al-Baqarah. Oh my gosh.
Do you know what this is?
Ashams is how do I draw? And it's Jordan, it's Palestine.
No. We let her continue or we should tell her?
Where is
okay.
it?
Sun.
Oh, it's the sun.
Yes.
The sun.
Yes. Ashams. Oh, easy, Ashams. Right?
Yeah, okay. Like, I can do this. Oh, your son is smiling. I love it.
This is Shams for children.
Ah.
But your Shams is for adults.
Is it? Oh, it's an abstract. Oh, I know.
Related.
Okay. Oh, you've got texture. Mashallah. Okay.
What is that again?
It's a boat. Look, there's the sea and there's the fish.
The fish is there, oh, mashallah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. Because I love her, you see.
Jazakallah khair.
Yeah, I have to have. Wait, did I see a real bean?
Yeah.
A bean or something here? Very hard. Oh. Okay, mine you shouldn't see.
Alhamdulillah. Yay, we did it.
Okay, you are good.
We survived.
You see?
Alhamdulillah. Yay. Okay, so mashallah, we are in the gallery here. And there are so many beautiful drawings and writings of the Quran.
Indeed, it's so beautiful.
It is so beautiful, and I don't think there's many places like this in the world. So, okay, what would your advice be for people who want to learn and also teach the Quran? Is it something like when we learn the Quran, we need to aim that, yes, I can teach this also?
Yeah, it's very important. Actually, the first thing, you have to bring your ikhlas with you, the sincere.
Okay.
Bring it with you and just go ahead. And Allah will make it easy to you. You have to be patient. Don't say that I cannot. It's impossible for me. I cannot learn. It's like we have to give it time.
Okay.
We shouldn't let it like as like if I have free time, extra time. Okay, I will
then
read
you
the Quran.
Quran.
No, it's not like we have to feel that it's the most important thing in our life. So have to be good intention with ikhlas. Be patient and go ahead. Every time, keep in your mind that خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. If you teach your children or your
mother or father or anybody,
anyone you can teach him, you will get the blessing of the Quran and of teaching Quran.
So anyone can teach.
Of course. So whatever you learn, try to teach it to the others. The rewards
will come back to you.
It's come back to you. Even you died, you are in your grave, but still. The bank of rewards is still working after you.
Subhanallah. Sometimes I wonder, how do we continue to keep having good deeds even after we pass away? And this is it, by passing on your knowledge of Quran. To the final question, what is the biggest change you would like to see in the world today?
We would like to see the peace in our world. As Muslims, we have the key. The key is Quran. We have to return back to Quran, not only reading, but we try to apply it in our life. And we'll keep this good love and relation between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will solve our problems.
Jazakallah khair, Ustaz.
Ameen.
That's beautiful wish for the world today. Alhamdulillah. So, what can I give
you
a hug?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Series about how I reverted to Islam, and also I'll be sharing
it up again, and you catch it again.
Okay, let me.